弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
我们开始祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们又能够一起来到你的面前来敬拜你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, once again we come to your temple to worship you.
因为你是独一的真神，你是唯一配得我们敬拜的神。
You are the only true God. You are worthy of our praises.
天父，就求助你的圣灵引导我们每个人的心。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you, your Holy Spirit, and to lead us.
主能够开我们的眼睛，打开我们的心，我们的耳朵。
So that our heart will be open and our ears will be open.
让你的生命之道能够进入我们的里边。
And the word of life can come to our heart.
能够让我们不但明白，也能够让我们行在我们的生命之中。
So that not only we understand, but we can practice.
谢谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那么从圣经和教会的历史，我们看到
，From the Bible and the history of the church, we can see，
教会自从建立到现在
，Ever since the establishment of church to now，
那么对教会的逼迫。和对福音的拦阻就从来没有停止过。
The persecution to the church has never been stopped.
只是程度和范围不同罢。
It's only the degree that differs.
那么从教会建立初期，那么受到犹太公会和罗马皇帝的逼迫。
Started from the beginning, it was persecuted from the Jewish, and the Roman.Government.
那么到中世纪呢，也受到回教势力的威胁。
And it was threatened in the mid-century by the Muslims.
那么再到现在，也受到一些独裁专制政府的打压。
And even today, it was persecuted from the government, which are dictators.
然而呢，两千多年以来，逼迫教会和阻挡福音的个人、团体或者政府都灭亡了。
However,Through the 2,000 years, all these people have vanished.
或者已正在走向灭亡。
Or they are being vanished.
然而教会呢，仍然屹立在世界。
However, the church is still stands as today.
而福音呢，也继续在这个世界不可阻挡的被传扬。
And the gospel is being proclaimed.Unstoppable way.
那么这一切的发生，乃都是因为教会乃是神在地上的国度。
All this is because church is the kingdom, of God on the earth.
那么是神在教会在这个世界掌权。
It's God who actually have to say in the world.
那么教会呢，它是福音的出口。
Church is the channel of gospel.
而福音呢，它是以基督为中心的生命之道。
And gospel is the words of life through a gospel.
那么就像主耶稣在约翰福音14:6，他这样说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
Just like what is said in John 14:6, Jesus said.I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
我们今天就从三方面来分享今天的信息。
I will share our message today from three points.
那么首先我们要看到监牢它是不能拦阻生命之道。
First of all, prison cannot stop the words of life.
那恐吓也不能拦阻生命之道。
And threat cannot stop the words of life.
死亡也不能拦阻生命之道。
And lastly, death cannot stop the words of life.
我们先来看第一点，监牢是不能拦阻生命之道。
Let's see the first point. Prison cannot stop the words of life.
那么这是在第十七节到二十六节。
This is from verse 17-26.
我们先来看17节到18节。
Let's first read. Look at it. 17 to 18.
那么这里说，大祭司和他的一切同人。就是撒都该教门的人都起来，满心记恨，就下手拿住使徒，收在外监。
Then the high priest and all the associates who were members of the party of the Sadducees were filled with jealousy. They arrested the apostle and put them in the public jail.
那么大祭司跟撒都该人呢，他 他们都是犹太公会的主要成员。
The high priests and the associates from the Sadducees, they are the main members of the council.
那么他们是犹太教中位高权重的这些领袖。
They are the important leaders of the Jewish church.
那么撒都该人呢？他们不相信死人复活和天使的存在。
The Sadducees do not believe the existence of angels and do not believe in resurrection.
他们之所以记恨使徒，把他们拿住，投入到监牢。
The reason they hate the apostles and put them into jails.
于是因为他们的权柄受到这些信耶稣的人的挑战。
It's because their authorities were challenged by the people who believe in Jesus.
因为许多的犹太人呢，他们听了使徒所讲的关于耶稣基督的信息。
Because many Jews, when they heard the message of, about Jesus,
也看到了这些使徒所行的各样的神迹
and see the miracle signs performed by the apostles.
所以很多人就来归信了耶稣基督。
So many people believed.
二是因为撒都该人不信有死人复活的事。
Second, the Sadducees do not believe the resurrection.
而这正是使徒所见证的。
And this is the word testimony by the apostles.
所以使徒传道的核心内容就是拿撒勒耶稣已经从死里复活了。
And the message from the apostle is just the resurrection for Jesus.
那么他是神的儿子，是犹太人盼望的弥赛亚，是救主基督。
He's the son of God and the Messiah that the Jewish was expecting.
那么这面这个外街呢，它的意思是一个被公众都能看见的一个地方。
The jails they talk about is a public jail that everybody can see.
他们把使徒呢关在这里，就是为了让这些公众们都知道。
They put them in the jail so that everyone know.
这些传扬耶稣基督的人都已经被抓起来了。
All the people who proclaimed Jesus was already arrested.
那么警戒这其他人不要再传扬有关耶稣基督的信息。
So they warned that nobody should proclaim the gospel.
否则他们也会像这些人一样被关到监牢里面。
Otherwise, they would be put them in the jail as well.
那么这些犹太教的领袖认为呢，他们把使徒关在监牢就能阻挡关于耶稣基督信息的传播。
The Jewish leaders thinking by doing this, they can stop the gospel from being proclaimed.
但是二十一节到十九到二十一节这样说，他说：“但主的使者验解开了监门，领他们出来，说：你们去站在殿里，把这生命的道都讲给百姓听。使徒听了这话，天将亮的时候，就进殿里去教训人。”
But the verse 21.19, the angel, that during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors and the jail, of the jails and brought them out. He said, go stand in the temple's courts and tell the people the full message of the new life.
那么这些犹太教的领袖呢，想用他们的权势来阻挡福音的传扬。
So the Jewish leaders want to stop the preach of the gospel through their authorities.
所以他们把使徒呢关在监牢里边。
By putting the apostles into jails.
然而呢，天使打开了监门。
But the angel opened the gate.
释放了使徒。
And released those who were jailed.
并且吩咐他们去圣殿传讲耶稣基督从死里复活。拯救罪人的生命之道给百姓听。
And also tell those who are jailed, to continue to let the news to spread all over the world.
那么使徒呢，听了天使的吩咐，就去圣殿中按他们的吩咐去教训人。
Apostle listened to this and began to teach the people.
那么这里我们看到，当神彰显他的作为的时候，人不管怎么样都好阻挡，都毫无功效。
From this, we can see that when God wants to manifest His glory, and nobody can stop.
然而听从神的人，神却施恩保护他们。
But for those who listen to God, He will bless them.
并赐他们智慧、能力和信心。
and give them the wisdom, the power, and faith.
来完成神所交托他们的工作。
So that they can finish God's ministry.
那么在诗篇的十八篇三十节，那么大卫这样讲，他说：“至于神，他的道是完全的，耶和华的话是炼净的，凡投靠他的，他便做他们的盾牌。”
From Psalm 18, verse 30. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in Him.
所以呢，这些使徒们知道，他们是按照神的旨意去行。
So these apostles know that they are obeying what God asks them to do.
所以神必保护他们。
So God is protecting them.
所以使徒们从监牢里面被释放后，他们没有选择，没有去逃走躲藏。
So when they released from the jail, they did not try to run away.
而是按照天使的吩咐去圣殿中继续传扬主的福音。
And indeed, they were they did what they were told and to teach the people.
那么从下面的二十一节到二十六节，我们会看到。
From verse 21 through 26.
那么犹太公会本想在第二天的一早来提审使徒。
We can see the associates was trying to, all the assemblers to try to question these people.
然而他们得到的消息却是监牢的门、人锁的、看守的门、看守的人也在外边，里面却空无一人了。
But what they have heard is that even though the doors of the jail, the doors of the jail is still there, but there's no people.
他们正在不知所措的时候呢，有人来报告。
When they were at a loss of what to do, and some people come and tell them.
那么他们要提审的人现在正在圣殿里教训百姓。
The people they were trying to question is teaching the people in the temple.
所以他们只有派人去这个圣殿，想来去抓他们。
So they try once again to catch these people from the temple.
那么这些犹太教的领袖的思想和作为呢，与神的使徒的作为正好形成一个很鲜明的对比。
It is a big contrast for the Jewish leaders and also the apostles.
那么犹太教的领袖呢，不相信主耶稣从死里复活。
The leaders from the Jewish people do not believe resurrection.
不相信他就是基督。
They do not believe Jesus was Christ.
那么他们还迫害这些传扬这些耶稣的名的人。
So they persecute those who proclaim Jesus' name.
而神呢，为了拯救世人。
But God, in rescuing people,
他赐下他的圣灵给他的教会。
He gave Holy Spirit to his church.
那么是智慧和能力给他给这些使徒。
He gave the wisdom and power to his followers.
让他们大胆的传讲这生命之道。
So that they can proclaim without fear the word of life.
那么使徒信靠神，听从神的吩咐。
The apostles believe in Christ and obey God's word.
那么首先就是在犹太百姓中传扬。
They begin. They first start to preach the gospel among the Jewish people.
那么犹太教的领袖呢，想把这生命之道封锁在监狱、监牢中。
Even though the leaders of the Jewish people want to restrict this within the jail.
那么神却打开神神迹，打开监门，让基督的福音能够在圣殿中广传。
But God, through a miracle. Release these people so that they can be released and preach the gospel.
其实类似的事情呢，其实在这个教会的历史上也发生很多。
Similar things can be seen from the church history.
那么在文化大革命的时候呢，在中国大陆的很教会都被关闭。
In the Cultural Revolution of mainland China, a lot of church was forced to close.
那么牧师都被投入监狱，那么圣经被烧毁。
A lot of pastors were put in the jail, and the Bibles was put in the fire.
那么政府本以为几年之后教会就很快会从中国这片土地上消失。
The government thinks that within a few years, the church would be gone.
然而他们不知道呢，那么他们不知道的是，乃这他们阻挡的这个生命之道是不可能的。
Little they realize that the truth is the word of life cannot be stopped.
他们可以把人的身体关到监狱。
Even though they can put people physically in the jail,
但是人的心他们是锁不住的。
But they cannot lock the hearts of people.
所以中国教会不但没有消失，而且越来越兴盛。
So as a fact, the church in China did not vanish, but rather is more prosperous.
那么神的仇敌呢，不但用监牢来阻挡福音这生命之道。
The enemy of God not only using the jails to try to stop the word of life.
他们也常常用恐吓的方式来阻挡福音的传播。
They also use threats to stop the.
这是我们今天的第二个方面，就是恐吓也不能阻挡生命之道。
So this is what the second point. Threat cannot stop the word of life.
那么在这二十七节到三十二节。
This is from verse 27 to 32.
我们先看二十七、二十八。他这说带到了，便叫使徒站在公会前。大祭司问他说：“我们不是爷爷的禁止你们不可奉这名教训人吗？你们倒把你们的道充满了耶路撒冷，想要叫这人的血归到我们身上。”
Verse 27 through 28. Having brought the apostles, they made them appear before the Sanhedrin to be questioned by the high priest. We give you strict orders not to teach in the name, he said. Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood.
那么这是天使行神迹释放使徒以后，使徒呢再次呢被犹太的公会所捉拿。
So this is the second time after the miracle that God released these apostles and they jailed them once again.
那么这里大祭司问使徒的话，其实呢是在提醒使徒，他们公会在上一次就警告过他们，恐吓过他们。
What the high priest said is actually is a warning to these apostles again.
那么他们严厉的警告过他们，使徒说不可以在犹太人中间继续传讲有关耶稣复活升天的这个道理。
They warned the apostles not to continue to teach the word of life.
不可以让告诉人们耶稣就是基督。
They cannot tell people that Jesus is Christ.
那么他们同时呢，其实也在责备这些使徒。
In the same time, they are rebuking these apostles.
所以他们不但没有在乎公会的恐吓。
But they ignore the threats from the leaders.
反而更快、更积极的去传福音。
Rather they even more actively preaching the gospel.
现在呢，几乎所有在耶路撒冷的人都听到了他的使徒传的福音。
Almost every people from Jerusalem hear what they teach.
那么不但如此呢，使徒还告诉百姓。
Not only so, the apostles was also telling the people.
那么说这些犹太人，那么在主耶稣被害的这件事上也有不可推卸的责任。
Those leaders was also responsible for the death of Jesus.
因为呢，当主耶稣在比拉多面前被受审的时候
，When Jesus was questioned in front of Pilate，
那么比拉多呢，从主耶稣身上呢找不到任何定他罪的证据。
Pilate could not find anything guilty from Jesus.
于是他就说：“流这人一人的血，罪不在我，让你们承担吧。”
So he said, shedding this man's blood, I'm not responsible.
那么在马太福音二十七章二十五节，那么这些犹太人一起回答说，他的血归到我们和我们的子孙身上。
And in Matthew 27:25, the Jewish all the people answered, "Let his blood on us and on our children."
所以这些犹太人呢，当初乃是为了马上要杀害主耶稣。
So these Jewish, at the time they were trying to kill Jesus.
那么他们就说这样夸傲的话。
So they said these words.
那么现在呢，他们听了使徒的见证。
After they heard again, the testimony from the apostles.
那么知道他们所杀害的正是他们所盼望的救主耶稣基督。
So they know what they killed is what they are the Messiah they are expecting.
他已经复活了。
And he's risen.
他们虽然不相信。
Although they do, did not believe.
但是他们心中还是充满了恐惧。
But they, within their heart, they're still fear.
所以他们就推卸他们的责任。
So they're trying to get rid of their responsibility.
那么在这个二十九节到三十二节，那么彼得和众使徒呢？的回答我们可以看到。
And from verse 29 to 32, we can see what Peter and his apostles said.
那么公会对他们的再次恐吓也是毫无功效。
The threats from the leaders, is not is useless.
那么使徒呢也再次在公会的面前肯定了神的绝对最至高的主权。
The apostles once again confirmed. Jesus authorization in front of the Sanhedrin.
所以他们说要顺从神，不能顺从人。
So they said, we must obey God rather than man.
所以他们继续靠神赐他们的智慧和能力，毫不畏惧的在公会面前继续传讲这生命的道。
So they proclaim God the word of life.In front of the Jewish leaders,
而且公开的告诉他们是他们这些人杀害了耶稣。
They openly proclaimed that it is these people who killed Jesus.
但是是神的大能，又是主耶稣从死里复活。
But it's the power from God, who let Jesus resurrected.
这位复活的耶稣就是基督。
The resurrected Lord is Jesus Christ.
就是所有信他之人的救主。
It's the savior for all who believe in him.
即使是犹太人，他们也不可能靠他们守律法来得救。
Even the Jewish people, they cannot be saved through obeying, practicing the law.
只能靠主耶稣所赐的恩典来悔改。
They can only be repented through the grace from Jesus Christ.
那么靠着罪得赦免才能得救。
And by their sins being pardoned, they can be saved.
那么使徒和所有顺从圣灵的这些真的信徒，那么都其实在为主耶稣做见证。
The apostles and as well as the Holy Spirit all are testimony for Jesus.
那么这也是主耶稣呢在在这个上十字架之前就告诉所有的门徒的。
This is what Jesus tell the his disciples before he went to Christ to on the cross.
那么在约翰福音的十五章二十六到二十七节，那么主耶稣这样说：“但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证，你们也要做见证，因为你们从起头就与我同在。”
In John 16 verse 26-27, talking about the Holy Spirit.When the counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will test about me. And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning.
那么这些犹太教的领袖呢，以为监牢和恐吓会阻挡人们宣扬这生命的道。
The Jewish leaders were thinking, imprisoning these apostles or threat these apostles could stop, stop them from spreading the gospel.
然而他们看到的就是使徒传福音的胆量更大。
But what they can see is that apostles even have more, even are more courageous.
他们不但在圣殿，而且在公会面前毫无畏惧的来传讲。
Not only they can they proclaim in front of the in the temple, but also they preach in front of the Jewish leader.
所以这些犹太教的领袖就想恼羞成怒，那么想到了更狠毒的方法来阻止他们。
So the Jewish leaders was even more frustrated. They think about different way to for these people.
那么他们想到的就是要杀害这些使徒。
So what they think is to kill these apostles.
那么这是我们今天分享第三点，就是死亡也不能阻挡生命之道。
This is the third point we'll talk about. Death cannot stop the words of life.
那么在三十三节到四十二节。
This is from verse 33 to 42.
我们看33到34，这里说公会的人听见就极其恼怒，想要杀他们。但有一个法利赛人名叫加马列，是众百姓所敬重的教法师，在公会中站起来，吩咐人把使徒暂且带到外面去。
Verses 33 to 34。When they heard this, they were furious and wanted to put them into death. But a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law who was honored by all the people, stood up in the Sanhedrin and ordered them all that the men be put outside of for a little while.
那么公会呢，主要是由撒都该人、法利赛人和一些民间的长老组成。
The Sanhedrin.It consists of the Pharisees and also some seducers.
那么公会的抓捕和恐吓丝毫没有阻挡使徒继续传耶稣基督福音的。
The imprisonment or the threat from these people did not stop the apostles from preaching the gospel.
那么这让大多数的公会成员就愤怒。
This made the most of the people from the Sanhedrin get furious.
于是他们就想到了要杀害使徒。
That's why they want to kill them.
然而此时呢，出现了一个他们没有意料到的事情。
But they did not realize something happened.
就他们中间的一位人，也就是一位公会成员。
One of them is a Pharisee.
那么名叫加马列。
His name is Gamaliel.
那么他是一位非常有名望、受他们这些犹太人敬重的教法师。
He's very famous and was honored by all the people.
那我们再往后读《使徒行传》，也会看到他也是后面使徒保罗他的老师。
And later we'll see that he is actually the teacher of the apostle Paul.
那么在《使徒行传》的22:3，那么保罗这样讲，他说：“我原是犹太人，生在基利家的大树，长在这城里，在加马列门下，按照我们祖宗严谨的律法受教，热心侍奉神。”像你们众人今日一样。
So from Acts 22:3, then Paul said, I'm a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city. Under Gamaliel, I was thoroughly trained in the law of our fathers and was just as zealous for God as any of you today.
所以呢，加马列呢，作为一个教法师，他又是公会成员，他又精通律法。
So Gamaliel not only he's very familiar with the law.
那么在35-39，那么是他对这些公会提出的忠告。
So verse 35 is what he addressed to the assembly.
那么虽然。那么这个加马列呢，基本上就是说要求这个公会呢，在处理使徒这件事情上，他们要非常的谨慎。
Gamaliel was asking the assembly to consider very carefully when handling the matter.
所以他们不可以马上采取一些过激的行动。
They cannot do any rash actions immediately.
那么虽然呢，我们这里看到，虽然这些犹太教的领袖呢，拒绝接受耶稣就是他们所盼望的基督。
Even the Jewish leaders refused to accept Jesus was the Savior, was Christ.
但是他们还是相信独一真神的存在。
But they still believe the existence of unique true God.
但他们也相信，那么是神保守他们来管理这些犹太人的他们的宗教活动。
They also believe that God commit them to take care of the Jewish people.
那么这个加马列呢，他给出了两个例子来。
Gamaliel gave two examples.
那么证明人所发起的反叛，只要领头的一时，那么随从者呢的热心就会大减。
He just tried to prove that, for those people, if they restricted the leader, and the riot would be stopped.
那反叛之组织呢，也会很快就会自动瓦解。
After the death of the leader, it will be the whole incident will be quiet.
但是呢，如果这些反叛是出于神的话
，However, if this is from God,
他就是，那么他就是在对抗他们，就是在对抗神。
And all these people, what the people doing will be against God.
那么他们这些对抗神的人必然会失败。
And those who are against God will be defeated.
那么加玛列在这儿的意思是说，现在起来反对他们的这个群体。
What Gamaliel was telling them that these people they are against.
他们的首领就是拿撒勒人耶稣。
The leader for these people is Jesus the Nazareth.
所以他已经被钉死在了十字架上。
He was nailed on the cross.
所以若他们反对是出于人的意思。
If what they object is from man,
那么必然不会长久。
And it will not be last long.
那么也就不必要对他们采取什么任何的行动了。
Therefore, no further action should be needed for these people.
那么因为他们的首领已经死了，那么他们这个群体也自然会自行的解散。
Because the leaders was already put to death, therefore all these people will automatically the activity will be died out.
但是在加玛列另一方面告诉这些犹太公会。
On the other hand, Gamaliel was also telling the people.
若这个群体的人反对他们是出于神。
If what they are against is from God.
那么他们采取的任何行动都是在对抗神。
What these people are doing are against God.
那么必然会来招致神的审判。
And it will be bring them into the judgment from God.
那我们再来看一下公会和这些使徒对加玛列的忠告有什么回应。
Let's see what the people react after Gamaliel said this.
那么在四十节到四十二节，他这样讲。
This is from verse 40 to 42.
那么公会的人听从了他，便叫使徒来把他们打了，又吩咐他们不可奉耶稣的名讲道，就把他们释放了。他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因被算是配为这名受辱。他们就每日在殿里，在家里不住的教训人，传耶稣是基督。
Verse 40 to 42, his speech persuaded them. They called the apostles in and had them flogged. Then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. The apostles left the Sanhedrin, rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name.Day by day, in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaimed the good news that Jesus is Christ.
那么这里我们看到公会呢，他接受了加玛列的忠告。
So you can see that the people from the Sanhedrin has accepted what Gamaliel said.
那么他们打了使徒，而且再次警戒他们不可奉耶稣的名继续传道。
They flogged the apostles and warned them not to speak anymore in the name of Jesus.
而且呢，然后他们就把他们释放了。
And then they have them released.
然而这些使徒呢，他们受到了责打，不但没有气馁和怨恨。
But these apostles, after they were flogged, they did not give up.
他们也没有恐惧，也没有退却。
And they were not in fear and And they joyfully.
他们每日在圣殿或者是走家串户继续传讲主耶稣就是基督的福音。
And they are in the temple courts from day to day and go to every house to house.
那么传着拯救罪人的生命之道。
They preach and teaching the good news that Jesus is Christ.
那么他们之所以这样的喜乐，是因为他们没有把为主做见证所受的这些凌辱，那么他们看作是为主的受苦。
The reason that they were still rejoicing is they did not think this is they think what they encountered is worthy of the suffering.
那么是自己的荣幸，乃是神的荣耀。
It's for the glory of God.
那么这里我们看到公会呢，以为呢，只要把这些奉耶稣基督的名传道的人杀害。
So the Jewish leaders were thinking, as long as they can kill the leaders of this,
那么就能阻挡福音的传播。
They can stop the words of life from being proclaimed.
然而他们不明白福音乃本是神的大能。
But they did not realize.Gospel was the power from God.
那么这生命之道是没有人能够阻挡的。
The word of life cannot be stopped from anybody.
他们想要杀害使徒。
They want to kill the apostles.
然而神却用他们中间的一位人加玛列来拦阻了他们。
But God used one of them, named Gamaliel, to stop this.
其实呢，他们当初杀害主耶稣也是这样的想法。
Actually, when they first they killed Jesus, was taking the same reason.
他们以为杀了主耶稣以后呢，从此就不会再有人起来反对他们了。
They were thinking that after they killed Jesus, nobody will rise up to against them anymore.
然而，主耶稣的复活证明死亡是不能拘禁他的。
But the resurrection of Jesus Christ proved that death cannot stop.
死亡同样也不能阻挡生命之道。
Death cannot stop the words of life.
因为耶稣基督他自己就是这生命之道。
Because Jesus Himself is the word of life.
那么总结今天的信息，那么犹太教的领袖呢，为了阻挡使徒在犹太人中间传讲耶稣就是基督。
To summarize, the Jewish leaders want to stop the apostles from proclaiming the word of life.
那么就把他们关到监狱，恐吓他们，而且想要杀害他们。
So they put the apostles into prison. They threat.
那么所有这些的措施都没有阻挡福音的传播。
What they did not stop the good news from being preached.
因为福音乃是神的道，是生命之道。
Because gospel is the word of life.
那么什么也不能拦阻他的传扬。
Anything cannot stop the word of life from being preached.
那我们现在呢，也是我们给人传福音的时候呢，也会遇到各样的拦阻。
Today we may see all kinds of persecution and obstacles.
我们可能会遇到不幸的这些外人的这个耻笑、侮辱，甚至是谩骂或者诽谤。
We may see people mocking us and ridiculed by those people when we talk about the gospel.
我们有时候也会受到不幸的家人的这些挖苦或者是逼迫。
We also feel pressure from the families within our home.
那么如果我们遇到这些拦阻，我们该怎么办？
When we see these obstacles, what should we do?
那么如果你参加了今年的退休会，
If you have this year's retreat,
那么你一定会听了刘传章牧师所讲他自己的经历。
You must have heard what's Pastor Liu's testimony.
那么那么他刘传章牧师说，他在年轻的时候呢，因为热心传讲福音，被赶出了家门。
Pastor Liu was thrown out of home, by his own family because of his faith.
那么他在韩国、在台湾、在香港到处的漂泊。
So he was wandering in South Korea, in Taiwan and Hong Kong.
那么但是他完全的信靠主，最后呢被带领 来到了美国。
But he relied on God and finally he came to the States.
最后成为呢神重用的一位仆人。
And he became a pastor that God used.
那么他快八十岁的人还到处传讲福音，成为多人的祝福。
Even though he is in his 80s, he still went around, going around and preaching God's word.
那我们是否相信成为神那我们是否相信呢？神没有难成的事情。
Do we believe that in God nothing is impossible?
那么你仍然是不是相信基督的救赎的真道是不受拦阻的吗
？Do you still believe that the words of life cannot be stopped?
我们在传福音的时候，我们一定要相信。
When we preach the gospel, we must believe.
我们传福音不是靠我们自己的能力。
It's not through our own power.
我们传福音乃是靠主的恩典。
We are relying on God's grace.
我们传福音乃是相信主的应许。
We are relying on God's promise.
因为主告诉我们说，在他没有难成的事。
Because God has told us nothing is impossible for Him.
那么什么也都不能阻挡耶稣基督他自己的福音。
There's nothing can stop the words of life from being preached.
我们来一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we all come to you to thank you.
感谢你透过圣经，透过使徒行传，你告诉我们主你在世界上的所有的作为。
We thank you, for telling us through your word from Acts what you did.
让我们知道主，你真的是那生命之道。
So that we know you are the word of life.
主，我们在传讲你的真道时，我们会遇到各样的拦阻。
We may face each difficulty and obstacles when we preach the gospel.
但是让我们知道主，你已经胜了这个世界。
But we know you have overcome the world.
主，真的福音乃是主你的大能。
And the gospel is your great power.
主，你就赐我们每个弟兄姐妹一颗勇敢的心。
May you give us a courageous heart.
主，靠着你加在我们身上的力量、智慧，大胆的去传扬主你的福音。
So that with the power you have given us, we are being able to preach your gospel.
也让我们不以福音为耻。
And we are not ashamed of gospel.
主，让我们能够真的有怜悯的心，能够让这些还没有听到福音的人能够听到福音。
And with a merciful heart, we can let all those people who never heard of the gospel to be able to hear.
让更多失丧的灵魂得到主你的拯救。
So that many lost hearts will be saved by your grace.
我们谢谢恩主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.